from A Broader College Counseling. This is Jacob Tong. So today I have a special episode for all of you, and it was not originally planned as a podcast episode. It was just a conversation I had during my campus visit with Lizzie at the University of Saarland. But the conversation was so good. So afterward, I listened to a record and I liked it so much that I really want to bring out an episode from it. And I didn't know a format like this exists, but I think it could be interesting for you. So let's check it out and enjoy this episode.
Like, the bathrooms on this floor are like terrible.
Okay.
The bathrooms up here, like the lounge we have set up, is like, it's like super fancy. This is the entryway to our hallway.
Okay. So do you have classes here, or is this student council?
Yeah, this is usually just for student council purposes. Yeah. This is Anton.
Hi, Anton.
Hi.
It's kind of like just a room, like we can sit and everything.
Yeah.
We also just had a welcome back meeting with our incoming students for the semester.
So it's like a room to hang out with the...
Yeah, kind of like, it's just like, whenever you have like nothing to do, you come here, right?
Uh-huh.
Then like, in the next one there is an office, like...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
We also have snacks here for the students. We have drinks. We use a system called the Mumpkasse, which is like for every can that you use or every like bowl of instant ramen you eat, you pay a certain amount. This is our talking duck. Whenever it's your turn to talk, you talk. You hold this guy. Or something like that. So there's a few places you can get food on campus. I will say a huge difference between Germany and the States is when I was on campus in the States, I would get Chick-fil-A every day.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, Moe's Burritos. I would get so much fast food.
Yeah.
Like, we had so many fast food places on our campus, but in Germany, it's not so, which I would argue that it's a little bit better for you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's better for your wallet. It's cheaper.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
We have a lot more affordable options to go out to eat here on campus. Mm-hmm. We have something called the Mensa, which is like a dining hall on campus. And you can get dishes. We have tons of vegan options too. That's one thing I really enjoy about Europe. I was formerly vegetarian. I'm not vegetarian anymore.
Yeah.
But one thing I really struggled with on campus in the United States was finding good vegetarian options.
Yeah.
But here we have tons of vegan options.
Yeah.
A meal at the Mensa, a meal at the cafeteria is like $3 to $7. Depends on what you get. Depends on if you're getting a giant schnitzel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll walk you over to the Mensa.
Yeah, thanks.
To be warned though, the walk to the Mensa is up a really steep hill.
Okay.
So if you are clumsy.
Yeah,
like
I can see it from here.
You can see from there. Here are some other buildings as well that I frequent. So this building right here to the far left is our bioinformatics center. So,
okay.
I believe they work closely with HIPS, which is like the pharmaceutical, the drug development wing, our chemistry and biology department. Our medicine students work there as well. We also have a campus center in Hamburg if you study medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But these buildings here with the staircase and the glass walls, this is where a lot of computer science classes are held too, a lot of math classes, a lot of my math tutorials and computer science lectures are here too.
Yeah.
Really state-of-the-art, really, really nice quality buildings and environments to study in. I can also show you the library for computer science students as well.
Sure, we can go there later. Yeah.
Maybe after the Mensa.
Yeah. So how is the student body here?
Student body, it's different than in the United States for sure. Because when I was in the States doing college, we had like a plethora of clubs with every sort of interest you can imagine. Club culture was a really big thing in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And same with sororities and fraternities. But here in Germany, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit toned down compared to the United States, but there's definitely active student body. There's an active student body. There's active student life. Sorry, I'm like out of breath for running up that hill.
Yeah. Campus market.
This is where all the students come here for after class.
Yeah, we're so lucky with the weather today, by the way.
Right. It's a beautiful sunny day. I love to come here. And just get some coffee. I also like to get some delicious Haribo gummy bears.
Oh, so it's actually a supermarket.
It's actually a mini supermarket on campus. I really like to get onigiri here on campus. There's a really cute store called Rice Egg. My partner and I went to the Japanese festival this weekend in Saarbrücken, and we got some really good Japanese soda and some onigiris from Rice Egg. We get these made by the local
Japanese stores here in the Zarbrücken area. We have a variety of snacks and
very healthy options, by the way. A lot of salad.
That's the beautiful part about living in Europe. And you can get coffee for $1.20, which, I don't know, as someone who had a Starbucks on my campus, I was paying $7 for a latte, and then now, if I want a coffee, I just get something quick and cheap.
Yeah.
Wow. We also have like a butchery here, kind of bakery. They bake all the croissants in house. They have tons of vegan options, tons of vegetarian options. Like I mentioned, when I was in the States, like when I was vegetarian, I would have to make tons of specific requests. But here, they have so many different options for vegetarians. Get all the tea and soda you want. We also have toiletries available.
Okay.
Essentials. I'm probably gonna go grab a snack myself.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yo, you got your food?
Got my food, got my $1.20 latte.
So you want to introduce this one? What is this on campus?
This is your Nick fix station. If you want some nicotine, then you come here, you can get a vape, you can get cigarettes, you can get whatever you want.
Oh man.
There's everything. They got all sorts of flavors. Europeans can't live without this stuff. I as a half German, half American, I can verify myself that Europeans cannot live without the pleasures of life, their coffee and cigarette.
Man. This is on campus, in the supermarket.
This is on campus, the state of campus. This is our campus square. This is our central campus meadow. We have tons of campus festivals around here. We have food truck festivals, usually the beginnings of each semester. In spring, as you can see here, it's beautiful with all sorts of dandelions and buttercups and local wildflowers growing in the fields. And if you want to come along here, I can show you my favorite study spot on campus. People love to have picnics here, as you can see, or people just love to meet up between classes, get something to drink, snack on their pastries. But to our right here, we have the International Studienzentrum.
Very nice German pronunciation, by the way.
Oh, why, thank you.
Wait, right there?
I try, right there. So this building right here with the glass, this is, I believe they're closed right now, but this is something called the Ausländer Café.
They have Ausländer Café.
Ausländer Café.
Foreigner's Café.
Exactly, Foreigner's Café. It's actually right next to the International Student Center. So
wow.
It's very, very appropriately placed. They serve all sorts of things from Thai curries to Middle Eastern dishes. Mm-hmm. They serve a lot of international dishes that are so delicious. I love to just grab lunch with friends here at this cafe. And if you're learning German on campus or English, or if you're dealing with international student matters, you might visit this building, the International Study Center of the University of the Saarland.
Okay.
And there's also a little courtyard here. And if you take a look to the right, the ASTA building right over there is our student council building.
Mm-hmm.
Student council meetings are held there. We also do all sorts of programming there. Through the ASTA, we have tons of programs. They host semester parties for like the beginning of the semester. We usually host a party / like electronic music dance party.
Yeah.
Huge part of our culture here at the Saarland. We love techno. We love EDM. It's just a part of Saarland culture because we're situated right on the border with France, and France is known for some of the good EDM. So
it's true.
Mm-hmm. We kind of blend those cultures together.
Okay. But
they also have a university kino, so university cinema that ASTA hosts. It costs about €2 or €3 to enter. Very, very cheap to get entry into the cinema. But they have tons of cool films. I know that they're they're showing a film called Babylon tonight. A lot of documentaries, a lot of psychological thrillers, horror movies for Halloween. It's pretty sweet. They have a good selection. And this is my favorite study spot on campus, right here to our left. This is the Catholic Youth Group. Hochschulgemeinde, Katholische Hochschulgemeinde, which is basically like the Catholic higher level of study, like the Catholic student community.
Okay.
You don't have to be Christian, you don't have to be religious, you don't have to be any sort of religion to enter or like find community or even attend Catholic student life events. They have prayer groups in the mornings. I know around Easter or Christmas they'll do some festivities. They also sponsor summer camps for students who are interested in theology and religious life. But it's a really safe space. I really enjoy it. It's very, very silent, which really helps with the study ambiance. They also have a cafe in here where you can get coffees and snacks. And if you'd like to enter, I don't think we can talk, but I can go ahead and show you the cool facets of this building.
Okay, okay.
So that's it for the episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. At least I did a lot when I made this podcast. And just for your information, there's another episode that's more on how the program is. So it was about computer science, Bachelor of Science program at Zhaolin University. And it was it is a great program. And it only costs you around 200 euro per year. Per semester. And this is actually tuition free. So the 200 you pay is actually for transportation and other administrative fees. But in general, it's just a great program to consider. And if I would study computer science, I would definitely study there. I mean, it's a great campus that you have great resources, great people. You can learn German along the way. So it's pretty cool. If you're interested, just shoot me an email. I can give you more information, or you can even contact Lizzie if you want. But in general, I couldn't recommend it more. Just take a look at you guys. This is a great opportunity if you want to study something like computer science in Europe. Thank you so much. So that's it. I'm Jacob Tong. Thank you for listening.